Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, and I'm currently running this series called Success Is. Okay, I hope you've caught episode 1 to 12. If you haven't, please go back and do so. Today's day 13, and I'm going to be talking about expanding your knowledge. Success is expanding your knowledge. Okay, there's a Chinese proverb that says, learning is a treasure that will follow its owner everywhere. I believe that learning is one of my superpowers. Like, even as a teacher, I have always often taken the stance of a learner. As much as I teach, I like to learn from others, and it has allowed me to build a large knowledge bank, as well as just experience from actioning that knowledge. When you stop learning, you stop growing. Many of the most respected, successful leaders out there have talked about the importance of lifelong learning. In fact, there is research that actually shows that lifelong learning is one of the best ways for seniors to stay healthy. Okay, so basically, if you keep an active mind, it has proven to help you live longer and help you live healthier. So the question is, how do you expand your knowledge? How do you expand your knowledge? There are a few ways to do this. Okay, the first thing is formal learning. This is basically when you schedule your learning, right? So you go through a formal institution. For example, going to school to take a course. That is formal learning. Another way to do it is self-directed learning. And that is when you pick up a subject matter that you're interested in and you look for online courses or YouTube tutorials, workshops that dive into that subject matter. And it also includes reading books. You can kind of read books in clusters. So you're interested in a particular subject matter. Look for books that are built around that subject matter. Okay, I start to dive in. There's also professional learning, and that is mostly like job training, skills acquisition, career-centric courses or trainings. That's another great way to learn. And then there is indirect learning, which is actually one of my favorite ways to learn. And that is learning that occurs when you expose yourself to new ideas, to diverse people, and to diverse places. Okay, so you learn through traveling, through relationships, through conversations with others, you know, through going online and seeing what's happening around the world. Whatever form of learning it is that you choose, please understand that learning changes things. It leads to opportunities. It improves your productivity. It gives you the ability to teach others. It makes you more confident, and it keeps your brain active. The benefits of learning are clear. Like, I think like it's very clear, like what learning can actually do for you. You're successful when you expand your knowledge base. I'm going to say that again. You are successful when you expand your knowledge base. So I'm going to ask you now, what are you going to learn this month? What are you going to learn this month? Look for something that you are interested in and go ahead and learn it. Okay. I love you. And we've come to the end of this part of Success Is. Maybe I will continue. Maybe I won't. But, I hope that, you know, this 13 days have been an amazing transformational experience for you. I would love to hear your feedback. So please feel free to send me a message at adora.lumina. You can, you know, drop a comment on my posts, you know, ask questions, whatever the case. And please share this with someone that absolutely needs to hear this. I think that a lot of times when we listen to things or we read things, we try to keep it to ourselves, but you're really doing the world a disservice if you don't share these things. Okay. So that's my way of saying to you, please share this to as many people as possible. All right. I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful week, day, month, year ahead. And I look forward to catching you on the next episode of the Switch On Podcast.